Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with Black Pilot of America member, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Green, commander of the Hurricane Hunters.
All right, we're at Operation Skyhook, and I'm standing here with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Green, and he is the commander of the Hurricane Hunters. How are you today?
I'm doing very well today, enjoying it.
Wonderful. And so tell me, how did you get involved with the Hurricane Hunters? That's a pretty cool job.
It is cool. It is very cool. I'll tell you, the way I became a Hurricane Hunter, Hurricane Katrina. I'm from New Orleans originally, and when Katrina hit, I was living and working up in Illinois, and I kind of felt as though it was time to come home and do my part. I met a couple guys in actually a gas station. Yeah. They were in uniform. We started talking, and next thing you knew, I'm a hurricane hunter.
And you were flying before then, right?
Yes. So before then, I've been flying for about 10 years already. Okay. So I'm a C-130 navigator. Right now, I currently have about 3,700 flight hours.
Wow.
Before, at that time, maybe 2,000 flight hours.
Okay.
So I've still been around for a while. I was an instructor, evaluator, all those things.
Yeah.
So I'd already fit the requirements. It was just actually meeting them and making that connection. And I think they tested me on day one, mm-hmm. because my interview for joining was on Mardi Gras Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my most sacred holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to give that up to join the squadron. So clearly I passed. So.
Well, have you always wanted to fly, or is that something that kind of evolved as a result of, you know, your line of work and everything?
Well, actually, I'd always had an interest in flying, but I didn't exactly pursue it. So I was in ROTC at LSU. I'm an LSU grad.
Mm-hmm.
And my commander at the time, I wanted to be an intelligence officer. I thought I was going to go off and be a spy.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought that. I still think that some days. And I'm 43. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, it's a little dream of mine.
Okay.
And my commander decided that he wanted me to fly because he was a flyer. So I listened to him. I followed the advice of someone I saw as a mentor. And I just took to it really well. So.
Cool. So tell me, like, as a hurricane hunter, what is maybe one of the most interesting things that have happened as a result of that job?
So the most interesting mission I've had in the storm, it was actually captured on TV. We had a reality show for about 2 years. It was called Hurricane Hunters on the Weather Channel. And one particular flight in season two, which I wasn't selected for the first season. Actually, I wasn't even selected for season two. They were following someone else. So I just happened to be on that mission crew that day. And this was a night mission over the Atlantic, and we're flying it was a tropical storm, which evolved into a Category 1 as we were in it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to us, there's something called explosive cyclogenesis. So the storm intensity built up really strong,
mm-hmm.
And it became a Category 3 while we were in it, and it settled back down. So as a result, there were lots of tornadoes, and our aircraft was actually hit by a tornado.
Wow.
We lost two engines in about 2,000 feet in about 10 seconds.
Whoa.
Yes. So
whoa.
I would say that's the most interesting.
Okay. Sounds like the most scary. I mean, I hate to ask, are you scared when stuff like that happens? But I know you're brave, but
right.
To be brave, there has to be fear present. But I mean, how did you feel at that time?
I felt nothing, in all honesty. I think years of training just kind of kicked in. I mentioned it was actually captured on TV.
Yeah.
And you can see how everyone is eerily calm.
Uh-huh.
You only speak when there was something, some action that needed to take place.
Yeah.
No one screamed. No one did anything that you might think someone would do in this life-threatening situation.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was because we didn't realize how terrible the situation actually was.
Uh-huh.
Or was it actually just our training? And I will admit that once we all landed, there were people kissing the ground, and there were a few, there's a little bit of celebration afterwards.
Yeah.
But in the moment, everyone did their job.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're making me want to go look up this episode on YouTube and see if it's there. You have the DVD. I want to see it. So tell me, can you explain to me, how does a plane fly in a hurricane? Like, that blows me away.
We fly a crosswind. So our aircraft, actually, it's fairly simple. Hurricanes destroy buildings for one reason, I believe. Buildings don't move. So they take the full brunt and force of the wind. Our aircraft, when we're blown, we just move. There's nothing keeping us in one particular place, so we don't experience the physical damage of the aircraft. And we'll fly crosswind. We only fly at about 170, 180 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And if you're in a Category 5, you'll have winds of comparable speed.
Yeah.
So we keep it off the side or off our tail, and it never slows us down too much.
That makes a lot of sense. I never even thought about it that way. So tell me your involvement with Black Pilots of America. Just tell me, like, how did your connection with them, or what do you hope to contribute to this organization?
I became a member about 3 months ago, and it was through one of my cousins. He's a member, and he's a long-lost cousin that kind of found the family, and the family found him, a different branch of the family. And he brought me in. He asked that I come around, and I met the guys, and I joined the same day that I met everyone. What I would hope to bring, actually a few things. One, I'm from the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans, and I'd seen planes go by as a kid, and I'd experienced different things as a child. But I think if there was someone in an organization that was actively pursuing education or educating the kids in the communities, then I would have realized my dreams much sooner. Mm-hmm. And I want to afford them the opportunity to even know that it exists and to kind of mentor and coach them along the way. So that would be one. And then two, since I am the commander of the Hurricane Hunters, I do have a unique opportunity to bring people in. Mm-hmm. I'm technically the hiring official. So I've been going around and searching folks and letting them know that this is an actual opportunity and it is attainable. And those that are well qualified, I'll give them the shot.
Wow. So even if somebody was remotely interested in that, like, what would you say is fundamental basics, like, that you think would be someone you would consider looking at?
Okay. Intelligence. Because you would think that bravery would be it, but I don't think that's the element we're looking for. Mm-hmm. We're looking for someone that works well with team members, that's intelligent, that has a drive and dedication to accomplish the things that they begin. Mm-hmm. With those characteristics, we usually find the right fit.
That's awesome. That's really encouraging. And what about the basic training needs for a person that starts a job like that?
Okay, so we are an Air Force organization. We're Air Force Reserves. So someone would have to meet all of the Air Force Reserve criteria. We do have officer and enlisted roles. So you can be a loadmaster slash what I have called a meteorology technician, because there's a meteorological role as well as a loadmaster role for this person. We have a meteorologist on board, navigators and pilots. So if you can meet the Air Force standards, come talk to me.
Let's go back to high school. I mean, what do you need as far as basic education do you think would pay off later in pursuing a dream like that?
That's interesting, because I know pilots that are history majors, mm-hmm. and we have some that are engineers, and we literally fly with scientists. Our meteorologists are scientists. I'm a business guy. I have a business background.
Gotcha.
So you can have a very varied background. Mm-hmm. I think the key to be most successful, mathematics, physics, and understanding of the sciences, that definitely absolutely helps. But you can come from any walk of life, any discipline, if you have those key elements I mentioned earlier.
Tell me, Mr. Hurricane Hunter, what causes a hurricane?
Okay, so since I know that this will be broadcast and many people from around the world will hear it, I have to say that I am a navigator, mm-hmm. not a meteorologist. So for everyone that hears this and begins a critique, please contact my chief meteorologist for the exact answer.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
With that disclaimer, my answer is there are many variables, right? Many of the storms that we fly begin off the coast of Africa as low pressure systems. And as they transition across the Atlantic and into either the Caribbean or maybe further into the North Atlantic, the conditions change. So their atmospheric conditions as well as oceanic conditions that affect them. Particularly as a hurricane hunter, we drop what's called a drop sond into the storm, and we gather elements of humidity, barometric pressure, wind, position of the storm, those elements, and we include those in the pre-existing models that meteorologists use to determine intensity and location of the storm, or forecast location of the storm. Now, I do know all as well, because I've been around them long enough, and I really did sleep in a Holiday Inn Express last night, so I have all the answers, right? But the ocean has a very significant impact as well. So we have research missions we perform, whereas we drop buoys into the ocean prior in front of the storm and drop sonds inside the storm. The buoys that are in front of the storm help to understand the state of the ocean, which also influences the models.
Gotcha. So. Sounds good. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Green, who is the commander of Hurricane Hunters and the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today and educate us a little bit about what you do.
I loved it.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundi and Black Pilot of America member, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Green, commander of the Hurricane Hunters. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Check out our Facebook page for pictures of all the fun. Stay tuned.